Well, this is also the time of year when many families welcome kids home from college. After busy fall semesters, they come back to the roost with all their stuff. Sometimes that includes dirty laundry and always a pile of friends to stop by to reconnect. 5 days after his daughter came back, Dan Howard of Maine took to YouTube to share his thoughts about his daughter's homecoming. And he's happy, of course, to have her home. But, well, here's a bit of his viral video.
It's the Christmas season, and we love to have her. I mean, it's really great to have her home from college. Day two was interesting. She had friends over late night, and about 3 a.m, they decided to bake cookies and cupcakes and everything else, and it was so cute. Listening to their voices, I probably slept an hour, and they left everything out. Next morning, I woke up, and even the milk was left out. It was sour. Those rascals. But it's such nice kids. Great to have them home.
Those rascals. And we've got one more Christmas or holiday note here. Here in our studios, we actually have the WBUR employee who we believe has the best, ugliest Christmas or holiday sweater of the year, and it goes to Jamie Bologna. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Meghna. How are you?
Can you describe your sweater? Because it's quite a work of art.
So it's this purely acrylic green sweater with a red house and a chimney on top. And it has a little Santa Claus that dances.
But the Santa Claus dances because you insert your phone into the sweater.
Help! Help! Ho, ho, help! Darn those carbs.
Right, insert your phone into the sweater, and then it's a picture of Santa Claus's two legs going side by side, and he's stuck in the chimney because he had too many carbs.
It's the ultimate in Christmas wearables, right?
Like exactly. This is the Internet of Things.
Do you wear that in public?
I wore it in public this morning at Dunkin' Donuts. They gave me coffee and said, get out of here.
WBUR's Jamie Bologna, congratulations on your win for the ugliest, best ugliest Christmas sweater in the building today.
Thanks.
It's truly a work of art, that ugly sweater. You can see it at hereandnow.org. And Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to all of our listeners. No matter what you celebrate, the first night of Hanukkah is tomorrow night, as is Christmas Eve. So happy holidays to one and all.
Indeed.
You're listening to Hear It Now.